Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. Also, we got a special guest. Scuba Steve is Scuba here. Steve. And he is here to observe. I don't know, Steve. I can't really see you. He's behind the screen of Facebook Live here today. But he's here to observe and learn what we do here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So first off, Steve, let me just apologize for what's about to happen, okay?
For the other two guys sitting in the room with us?
Well, of course, duh. Oh, yeah.
Now that's pressure. Now I feel like I have to offend him.
You think?
Yeah, I was fine now. Before that. Now I'm feeling the squeeze.
All right. Well, he's sitting next to Bubble Boy, so...
That's not a good place to be.
Exactly. Those are not bubbles coming out of his regulator, if you know what I mean. All right. So anyway, welcome. And once again, we apologize. So we may talk to him. He's a diver. He wanted to just see what we do here. And we welcome guests every now and then here at the big show. But we got a lot to navigate today. Dr. Doug Ebersol is planning to check in with us from Kona, Hawaii, live. And there's a special reason why, and we'll get to that in just a bit. Before you get too deep into that, though, we got Barry DeBugger connected via the web. Yep. We got Walt DeMartini, who could be his alter ego, Gomez. I don't know. Is it Walter Gomez, Walt?
It's early today. It's Walt.
Definitely Walt for now, but within the next 2 hours, there may be a transition into Gomez. You know, probably it'll happen after Jerry the Diver Guy gets here. He's running a little bit late today. And then when Walt and Jerry get together, they start, you know, talking during the commercial breaks, having a shot or two of spring water, moonshine, whatever you, or some Mount Gay, whatever the case may be. It's Scuba Radio happy hour. And so by the end, he kind of evolves, transforms into Mr. Gomez, who is his drinking alter ego.
English has become a second language to me at that point.
Okay. All right. Well, we will see if that transpires today. It is a full moon, so it would be appropriate. Now, for the next few minutes, however, we're going to kick off the show with Mermaid Kristen. She is literally in the airport as we speak. Kristen, how are you? What are you doing?
I'm doing great. Honestly, I am kind of disappointed to leave Florida and go back to a nice snowy Virginia, but
that's right.
It is what it is, I guess.
Yeah, well, glad I'm not you. Yeah, she's sitting in the airport in Palm Beach right now, getting ready to fly back home to Virginia after spending a week in Florida and enjoying the weather and doing the whole tour stuff. She was planning an outing at the Gomez Hilton. She was going to go there and give a, you know, do a site inspection, but something happened and she wasn't able to work it out or something, I guess, right? Was it that, or did it have to do with law enforcement? What was it there, Kristen? What do you think?
Since I was going to bring my dad with me, you could say it had to do with law enforcement, but no, it was just because the schedules didn't work out. I was really disappointed. I really wanted to go down there to see Walt and check out the Gomez Hilton and see what all the craze is about. But
right. Okay.
Next time.
But you were down in the Palm Beach area. You didn't get any diving in, but I know you visited some of the dive shops in the area. Is that what the case was in between working on your tan lines and all that kind of stuff or what?
Yeah. So actually yesterday my dad and I spent most of the day yesterday going to a few dive shops in the Port St. Lucie and Jupiter area. We went over to Florida Freedivers. It was awesome. I was in heaven. Got a set of new freediving fins.
Oh, you did? You got some new freediving fins. So you got some new long fins. What brand did you pick up?
The SEAC Modus one.
Ah, SEAC. Okay, that's the dive gear I'm diving right now. They make great stuff. I think they're designed in Italy, which is like, you know, a free diving mecca. But that's a great brand.
I definitely got in my parents' pool last night wearing some pants and my mom's LavaCore fleece lined vest because it was a little chilly in the water, and played in the pool for about an hour with my fins.
Nice. You know, for us warm water wusses here in Florida, it's still a bit nipply. It's a little cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the water was maybe like 76, but it was still a little chilly.
Mm-hmm. That's chilly. That is way too cold. Yeah.
Definitely.
It has to be more, you know, 80. You go with the Neil Watson 80-80-80 rule. 80 degree water temp, 80 degree air temp, 80 feet of visibility minimum before we jump in the water sometimes. We're spoiled rotten. Unlike you folks up in Virginia. So you had a great week.
I get to Florida. I mean, I got to Florida and everyone here is like wearing long sleeves and pants. And I'm like, there was ice on my car when I left this morning. You guys want to go back to Virginia and see how it is? That's cold.
Yeah.
It's not cold.
And they said, they turned to you and said, shut up, tourist. Right?
Basically.
Yeah.
Basically. I put my flip-flops on the minute I got out of the airport.
Well, that's what you do when you come to the Sunshine State, as you should. So I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. Now, Kristen's going to go home. She's preparing to go do some of the dive shows. There's a dive show in D.C. you're planning to go to, right, in February.
Yes.
And then we've already set up some plans.
DC dive show.
Yep, she's going to do her mermaid thing there. And we've already set things up for the Beneath the Sea show at the end of March for New Jersey. And she may be up there with us as well doing the mermaid thing. So look for mermaid Kristen. You know, at those
There's
events.
No maybe. I will definitely be happening.
Okay, all right. So
as long
be there.
As you want me to come.
Of course. We always
see.
Yeah, we'll see. CJ is my booking manager, so you're going to have to work through him. But no, Kristen loves doing a mermaid thing, and people like taking pictures of her and stuff as souvenirs. You know, divers kind of goes hand in hand. They're like ambassadors to the underwater world, sucking people in to go diving, so to speak. Yeah, when they see them out in, you know, in landlocked areas like New Jersey and Washington, D.C. So be on the lookout. She'll be part of our traveling road show when we take Scuba Radio on the road here in the next few weeks. All right. Well, Kristen, I will let you get back to it. I'm sorry you got to fly back home and in all this crap. And, you know, but I'm glad I'm not you, I guess is what I'm saying. But I'm glad you had a good week.
Well,
and we will talk again soon, okay?
All right. I'll see you guys soon.
There you go. That was Mermaid Kristen. So, I don't know. What do you think there, CJ? Sounds like she had a good time. You think?
Yeah, she didn't make it to the Gomez Hilton, though. That's something to look forward to.
Well, that's kind of like a trip, you know, on its own. I mean, you kind of have to set something like that as a special adventure. That's not something you just kind of go by in passing.
That's an experience.
Yeah, you know. You can
take your time.
Trying to set it up as a, site inspection type of thing, you know, that's... You know, I don't think that's the proper way to really experience. You don't have...
What exactly is she inspecting? I don't understand.
Probably the hot tub, you know, checking it for...
Water samples?
Yeah.
Okay. Tiki bar.
Right. Tiki bar, yeah. You know, the typical site inspection stuff. You know, is the rum punch fresh? You know, that kind of stuff, which, of course, we know. We can mount... I mean, we can vouch for Captain Walt and Gomez and Julio, for that matter.
Oh, and the dry martini, Greg.
And the dry martini, exactly. You know, if you want to go stay down there, you could actually stay on the boat.
I've done that.
You have? That's
very
right.
Comfortable.
It's a nice place for sure. But you can do this and have a good time, and that's just part of the fun thing of, coming to South Florida. But once again, it's kind of an experience in its own. So she'll have to come back down here. You know, I don't think after her week of adventure here in Florida, it's going to take too much.
That's not a bad
tail.
Flight from Virginia to
not
Florida,
at all.
Is it?
I mean, there's some great deals for, you know, the snowbirds up north to come down to Florida right now. If you look around, the airlines are being pretty generous. If you're willing to be flexible on your schedule, you can fly back and forth pretty well. Matter of fact, we just booked some tickets up there. They're trying to get us Florida folks to go up north, and we just booked our tickets for Beneath the Sea and got a great deal.
It'll be our turn to freeze.
Yeah,
if it's cold.
Yeah, you know, end of March in New Jersey, Secaucus.
I think the last
Beneath the Sea.
I didn't go last year, but the year before.
Right. It was that time of year up in that neck of the woods is 50-50. It could be like a spring day of 60, 70 degrees, or it could be like a foot of snow on the ground.
I just remember once we were in Times Square. It was 11 in the morning. Sun is out. Beautiful day. And it was like 29.
Yeah. I'm hoping for better conditions than that.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But we got a full schedule ahead of us, and hopefully we'll see you out and about, either CJ, myself, Bubble Boy, or Mermaid Kristen. Take your pick. I think we know who you'll pick, but that's a whole other thing. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is Tim from the Turk and Caicos Explorer 2.
You're pretty on the most girls I've shagged.
Till you have a chance to come and dive with me in the Turk and Caicos.
Mental, that one. I'm telling you.
Keep listening to Scuba Radio, world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Finally, something for the radio audience.
I fancy it.
Yes, he does. Thanks, Tim. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The music you may recognize, I know CJ does. That is Rush. We lost Neil Park yesterday? Was it yesterday or the day before yesterday?
He actually passed Tuesday, and they announced it Friday.
Oh, geez. Drummer of Rush. It's like CJ's favorite band. So he's been bumming a little bit this week, as you would expect. So it's been sad.
Me and millions of others.
Yeah, there's been a few others that are a little down. I mean, you know, I'm not a huge Rush fan, but I love them. And, you know, we hate the talent.
I don't hold that against you.
Well, no, I mean, I like them a lot. I mean, but I'm not as like entrenched in their music as you are, but I dig them. And he was an amazing drummer. And it's a sad loss any way you look at it. You know, it's been a tough week because not only Neil Peart, we also had
Peart.
Is that how he says it? Okay. He would know. another guy in the dive industry, a friend I've known for many, many years, a guy named Mike Hanna, passed away on Thursday from a massive heart attack. And it was very sad news. I just heard about this yesterday. And, you know, Mike was, you know, I didn't know him that well, but he was a rep in the industry. He knew everybody. He was always very giving of his time, super friendly. He knew, I mean, literally everybody in the dive industry, just one of those kind of guys. And if you're in the industry, chances are you cross paths with Mike, and our condolences to him, his family, obviously, and everybody who was close to him. He'll definitely be missed. But, you know, the sad part that really stinks about the whole thing is evidently he had a massive heart attack. And it was one of those, it kind of hit a little close home to me because 3 years ago I had to have open heart surgery and just kind of brought it back home. You just never know. You know, if I wouldn't have caught what happened to me by just a chance, really, they just did an EKG and a stress test and they realized there was a problem. But we weren't expecting anything. If they wouldn't have caught it, I could have very well, same thing happened to Mike, happened to me.
And all these people would now be listening to some other entertaining
show. They'd be doing something
right
much more constructive with their time. There's no question about it. Thank you.
Godspeed. God bless.
Yeah. But when it comes to heart issues, you know, we haven't talked about that in a while. I figured this would be, you know, something that, I don't know, it's not really a way to honor Mike, but at least, you know, put it out there that you got to pay attention, you know, to your body a little bit, especially as scuba divers. It didn't happen to him while he was diving, thank God. But, you know, this affects everybody, potentially, if you're not paying attention to things. And so we got Dr. Doug Ebersole on Scuba Radio right now, live from Kona, Hawaii. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Sorry to be talking on such a terrible subject. But,
yeah. Well, you know, we're going to keep it upbeat as we can, as sad as we are for Mike and his family. But you know, we'll try to, you know, do something good out of it and just, you know, remind people that you got to pay attention. Now, Dr. Doug is a heart surgeon. He knows his stuff backwards and forwards. I consulted him when I went through my issues. Eric Douglas, you know, had the same thing happen to him. And thank God we're still around, you know, to remind people about this type of stuff. But it's important to kind of bring this up every now and then as a diver, isn't it, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, unfortunately, cardiovascular disease is still the number one killer in the Western world, despite, you know, all the advances we've made in medications and treatments and so forth. It's still the number one cause of death. The problem is most people think this is something that happens to, you know, their parents or their grandparents or whatever, but it happens a lot in younger people, as obviously you are aware.
Right. Yeah. You know, and the thing is, it just comes out of nowhere. I mean, it totally blindsided me for sure. I mean, I didn't think I had any kind of issue at all, and I luckily caught it. But, you know, what they caught in me was a widowmaker situation, that I had a blockage on an artery that if it would have closed off, I literally would be on the ground. I would have just died, and that was it. So it was a real eye-opener, but I didn't really have major symptoms other than I did have some indigestion that they were scoping me for, like, you know, like a, they thought I had an ulcer. And so we had run a scope, or were getting ready to run a scope down my gullet to see what was up. And it's part of that training, or a part of that process of getting ready to do that. They said, hey, we're going to do a stress test first. That's just standard protocol. And that's when they found out, hey, this isn't an ulcer. There's something else going on. And then, you know, they rushed me in the hospital and fixed me up and I'm good to go. But, you know, as far as symptoms, it can be a plethora of things that you got to be on the lookout for, right? Doug, what do you think? What are they?
Yeah, exactly. You know, people think this is the classic presentation, which doesn't happen all that frequently, but the classic presentation is the exertional substernal right below your breastbone kind of pressure sensation with activity that then resolves with the rest. That's kind of the classic presentation. And most people will describe it as not being a pain. If you ask them about any pain, they'll say, I'm not really having any pain. It's more discomfort or pressure or burning or some other kind of characterization.
Hmm.
Kind of like you were doing, a lot of people, the number one symptom probably is denial. You know, because take your situation. We're a very healthy guy, you know, very active, having no symptoms. You get this burning discomfort in your chest. You think, well, common things being common, it must be an ulcer.
Mexican food
starts right. going down that road, and then lo and behold, that's not the problem at all.
Yeah, yeah. So you know, but is there anything as a, from a diving perspective? There's no real symptom that divers would experience any more than someone who doesn't, right? You just got to be aware of what's going on.
Yeah, it would be an exertional kind of thing. You know, if someone notices that when they have to all of a sudden kick real hard against a current, or they're trying to carry heavy equipment to the dive boat or something, they get this discomfort. And again, I would emphasize it's not always pain, mm-hmm. but just some sort of discomfort with exertion. It's either chest, neck, jaw, upper back. That predictably goes away with rest. That's something to clearly be aware of.
Yeah.
The problem, of course, is that 15 to 20% of people, their first presentation is sudden death. Hmm. So those people we can't help.
Right.
So we're trying to get the other people that we can find. And again, unfortunately, people also frequently, if they don't present with sudden death, may present as their first symptom having a heart attack. So again, we can't, you know, prevent damage in those people either. It'd be nice if everybody would have a blockage that you could pick up on stress tests, and you could just treadmill people every year, every several years, kind of like they do colonoscopies for colon cancer. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So what we have to do is be very vigilant to symptoms and then try to lower our risk as best we can, you know, with things like control of blood pressure, control of blood sugar with diabetes, control of cholesterol, not smoking, you know, those sorts of things.
Exactly. All right, Dr. Doug Eversole is our guest. He's in Kona, Hawaii. We'll find out why he is out there and in the islands here next and focus on some more positive stuff. But yeah, pay attention to your body. Listen to what it's telling you. And hopefully that'll help you out in the long run. More coming up.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Dr. Doug Eversole is my guest, live from Kona, Hawaii, right now. He can actually predict the future or something, because he's in the future or we're in his future. I forget what it is.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah, you're in my future.
Oh, okay. I'll tell you what.
30 here.
You're in store for a beautiful day. So there you go.
That's nice to hear.
You're welcome. All right. So what are you doing in Kona, by the way, there, Dr. Doug?
Well, as you know, I do a lot of teaching for Kiss Rebreathers.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's Diving Locker, which is one of the major players here in Hawaii and definitely on Kona. Three of their instructors who dive Poseidon Rebreathers, that's the one that Roz from UK, she dives.
Right.
They wanted to cross over to the Kiss Sidewinder. So they contacted me a few months back, and we kind of coordinated schedules. We had to get away from the Christmas holiday rush for them.
Right. And then you told them, like, we're going to have to do this in Hawaii. I'm sorry, guys, but that's going to be the only place I can do this, correct?
Yeah, something like that. Actually, I told them that if they were coming to DEMA, I could have done it in Florida. But they said it'd be easier for them just to fly me out. So they flew me out. Carol, you know my wife, she and I flew her out, and we arrived last night. And I'm getting ready to head over to the dive shop here in a little bit for us to start our crossover. We'll be doing some academics and some confined water work in their pool.
Wow.
And then doing a few days of diving here with the new rebreather, kind of getting used to that. And then while we're here, Carol and I are also going to do a little bit of recreational diving and do the Night Manta again and the Pelagic Magic again.
Sweet. That's a pretty great gig for a dive instructor, I'm guessing. And you get to bring your spouse. Yeah, heck, you might get. Yeah, you're going to Hawaii. I'm sure he was. There's so much I could say right now about, you know, the lay and all that kind of stuff. But I'll just leave that one lie. You hear what I'm saying?
Keep it classy.
Yeah, for once.
Keep it classy. My wife would appreciate it. You know her well.
Exactly. She'll smack me next time.
Absolutely.
So I won't do
and
that.
And me.
Yeah, all right. Well, enjoy yourself, or should I say aloha, Dr.
Aloha.
Doug. And thanks
and
for
mahalo.
Checking in. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, whatever the hell that means. Bless you. Is that what you're supposed to say in regard to every
spouse? Maka.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. All right. More coming up. Stay close.
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Put your mask on, take a deep breath, suck. Okay, I got it on. Then they give you this tube that you stick in your mouth, and the rest of the tube is supposed to stick out of the water at all times. This is very important information.
A mask and a tube and a ping pong ball was standard equipment, they said. A mask and a tube and a ping pong ball suspended over my head. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bong, bong, bing, bing.
Damn, that was annoying.
How I ever swallowed the ping pong ball is still a mystery to me. But somehow the ball got in the tube, it was really the end of me. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Glung, glung, pop, shh.
Get that crap out of here.
Well, now that I'm stuck on the ocean bed, I feel as though I belong. Cause now I'm breathing just like a fish, and the fish all play ping pong. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bong, bong, bing, bing. Glung, glung, pop, shh. Bing, bing, bong, bong. Glung, glung, pop,
shh. Bong, bong, bing, bing. Just stop, will ya? This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologized up front to Steve, and when I made that apology, that was for anyone listening, actually. More of a generic apology.
I give up my Saturday afternoons for this, and I really need to step back and take a hard look at my life.
Really?
Well, what else would you be doing? Sitting at home eating an astronaut food?
Exactly. He wouldn't be doing nothing
I'd
with
be
his
sucking
life.
Almond butter out of a tube.
We've been giving him a reason to live, and you are welcome, CJ. All right. By the way, Jerry the Diver Guy has connected with us via the web. Jerry, what's going on?
What the hell was that?
That was.
You've heard that before.
Yeah.
Bling, oh, bling. Dear God. Pop, pop, pop. Just about maybe turn back off here.
I think you added. I don't think there's a
no,
in that one.
Not,
there's
what's
not,
going on, everybody?
Yeah, what do you? Why are you late? Why are you late? You weren't diving,
you
know, I know.
Some of us have to work to keep you poor schlubs up.
Okay. All right, there's that, I guess. All right. Well, welcome.
You know, I'm happy to be here.
Okay.
You missed Kristen. She was here earlier.
Well, I got a text message from her and said
she said, leave me alone. Don't ever call me again.
She loves me.
Yeah. All right. You keep telling yourself
he
that.
He tries to text her. It says
she's
blocked.
Like my little sister.
That's the moonshine talking, by the way, Jerry, just
well,
so you
we've
know.
Had some of that today.
You did. By the way, is it season up there in the mountains of Virginia? I don't know.
No, but it feels like season. It's 72 degrees here. Nice. I had to turn the AC on.
Okay, so the growing season is the summer months where you can hide beneath the leaves.
Well,
is that right?
No. The growing season is through spring, summer. Then we harvest, and then we make it in the fall.
Okay. You make it in the fall. All right, so right now you're in the season of what? Quality control.
We drink it all.
Right, that's my point. Okay, I got
now,
you.
Is that sour mash or that's whiskey?
Well, you drink it before
moonshine.
It goes sour, don't you? You don't want it to
it's
go
moonshine.
Sour.
Sour mash is kind of different.
It's a
sour
different kind of
mash is what you make.
Yeah, it's corn mash
make
and chicken
moonshine.
Poop. Oh, there
that's
is
what it is. Like.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you know, welcome regardless if you're liquored up or not. If you are,
well,
probably,
I'm not liquored up yet.
Well, you only take a sip or two.
He's working on it.
He's working on it.
It won't take much.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. Oh, I see Casey the Tobacco Nut is with us. Casey, talk
Hello,
to me, buddy.
I survived the initial cold of the new year.
Yes. Well, happy new year to you. Yeah, this is a pretty
happy new year to all of you guys.
Well, you were going to join us last week, but some bug got you. Is that what happened or what?
Yeah, I flew back from Arizona after the holidays, and somebody gave me one of those knock you down, take your voice away, spend time on the throne kind of gifts.
Oh, thanks for sharing.
I've had those. It's called a divorce.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh. I back you 100% on that, CJ.
I wouldn't.
So, but I'm back well now, and I'm all up. I wanna get the new plans for our scuba year going, and where we all headed. And
all right, well, here's the deal. I'm leaving a week from tomorrow to fly to Germany.
Of course you are.
Wait a minute. Is it the boot show?
It is.
I knew it.
Das Boot.
Du Boot.
Das Boot. You gotta say Das Boot.
Okay.
We will need photographs of you drinking. A boot.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to drink out of a boot. I don't care.
Yes, come on.
No, I
have to.
I'm going to have some schnitzel.
It's a classic glass pitcher.
Yeah, it sounds disgusting.
No, dude, that's bucket list. You got to do that.
Yo, drink out of a shoe? Forgot. No, screw you guys. I'm not doing that.
No,
Bailey's.
No,
Bailey's from a shoe.
That.
No. Bailey's from a shoe. That's a whole other thing. I've marked that off.
That's girls. Of course, you'd like
Bailey's
that.
From a shoe.
I'm on Greg. So, regardless, I am going to the boot show. We're going to actually broadcast. I'm going to originate a show of Scuba Radio from the show floor of the boot show that'll air 2 weeks from today. So, even though you guys can't come with me, virtually, you'll be there with me, in spirit. Listening to the great time that I have.
I'll download it on my phone.
How's that show going to go, Greg?
What do you mean, how's it going to go?
Let me tell you how it's going to go.
Oh, okay. So, you're going to predict how the show.
Y'all have had a great time here at the show, right? Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever you said.
Sound just like German.
You know what? I think
you should take Jerry. He's my interpreter as PR.
Right. And interpreter.
Redneck.
Mm-hmm. Nine.
Hillbilly, not redneck.
Okay.
What's the difference?
All right. Well, that was a perfect example of why I am not bringing Jerry, the diver guy, with me to Germany.
They'll understand me better than you, Greg.
You'll cause an international incident is what you'll do, young man. All right. So, look, 2 weeks from today, we will have Scuba Radio for the first time at a dive show outside of the United States of America. This is a first for the show.
Do the Bahamas not count?
It's for a dive show. Quiet.
Oh, a dive show.
This is my first time I'm going to an international dive show. I'll say,
And last.
What are you saying, Barry?
And last.
What do you mean, and last? Why do you say that?
Be safe.
They're going to send you back as quick as they can.
I'm worried about your safety, Greg.
Why?
Deportation.
Germany is a safe country.
I'm worried about your safety.
Don't
sausage.
Dress like an American. Wear like lederhosen and dinglehoppers.
Yeah.
Say what are dinglehoppers?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the Little Mermaid with a fork in my hair. That's a dinglehopper, isn't
you got,
it?
You have to learn this, Greg.
What?
The key to getting out of an incident in Germany is, I know nothing.
I don't know.
Yes, if you're a 60 sitcom.
Yeah.
Okay, I vote to turn off his mic.
Ross to John Banner.
Okay, he's getting close. I'll tell you what, good thing I don't listen to you guys before I set up all this stuff. I get nothing done. But no, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of vendors from, the dive shows here in the States, whether it's at DEMA or Beneath the Sea, which we always go to, and the Scuba Show in Long Beach.
Maybe you could sign up some German mermaids.
You know what? They have, I think they have their own stash.
But make sure, mermaids. Mustache. Listen, you got to vet them.
What do you mean?
Make sure they shave their armpits.
We're
not having any freaking 99 loaf balloons.
Well, I'm not going to bring
everybody
back.
Knows you got to keep mermaids vet.
Oh, dear God.
Dry.
Vax
did you
them?
Did you just bring up 99 loaf balloons?
I did. It's my cultural touchstone.
Oh, Greg? Dear God.
Yes, Barry. Greg.
You got it.
Ich bin aus Kanada.
Which means what?
I'm Canadian?
You're from Canada.
Why?
It's safer that way. Because
if you say you're from America,
some of those Swiss
you're in trouble.
No, I'm not. No, they love us over there. What are you kidding me? This is one of those things that you guys don't seem to get. When I was in the Red Sea, there's this myth that people don't like Americans. And I'm telling you from firsthand experience, That is not the case at all.
I think they like American dollars.
They like that, but they actually were very friendly to us as well.
It's Canadians. They don't like Canadians.
They want people from America to come to their place and American tourists. I mean, that, in the Red Sea, you know, me and Jerry Beatty were walking around, and I was shocked. There were no Americans. We were the only ones we ever saw, to be honest. But the people that we interacted with, the Egyptian folks there, were very, very friendly. And there's this perception that in America that that it's an unfriendly place for Americans, and that kind of, and it's just not the case.
I think you're so white they thought you were aliens.
No, they might have thought I was Swedish or Dutch
because they were walking like
Egyptians. That's why he was visiting the pyramids that the aliens built.
Yeah. Okay, you shut up. You just stop right
They're
now.
They're back.
Yeah. You guys know nothing. You know nothing. But I'm telling you, it's the truth.
More coming up.
Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
These people sound like they're yodeling underwater.
Underwater, 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 underwater.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy, even Scuba Steve in the studio with us today. We're going to talk to him in a little bit. Plus, we got Rachel from Explore Ventures. She's already on Facebook Live answering your questions about liveaboard diving, I believe. However, she's going to help us kick off hour two here in just a bit and share some beginning of the year specials from our, from the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. I'll be on their new Maldives boat right after I go to Germany for the boot show. So I mean, it's pretty good to be me. Boat. Yeah, exactly. Suck it, loser. The dive god is with me right now, Mr. Neil Watson. Even him, he might even be jealous of me right now. Because
not possible.
Yeah, that's true. But I'm diving. I'm going to be hanging with his buddy, Peter Hughes, on this adventure. And that'll be my first opportunity to hang with Peter. Is it, you warned me about hanging with him at all there, Neil, after your years of adventures with the, you know, you two diving pioneers? What do you think?
I tell you what, he's a class act. You're going to have a great time.
I have no doubt. Yeah. I've never had the opportunity to dive with him, but we've had him on the, you know, on the show many times. And he literally, you know, he's like the guy who started liverboard diving as an industry.
I'm often asked the best dive trip I've had in my 60 years of diving. And hands down, it was a private VIP friends trip that Peter ran on his boat in Galapagos probably 10 years ago. It was just magical. I tell you what, man, for somebody that loves big animals, you can't beat Galapagos.
Right.
Well, unless you want big animals in warm water, then you go to Bimini.
Exactly. Go see the Great Hammerheads for sure, which, you know, it's on our list for 2020. So we'll get to that here, hopefully, in the next few weeks. As soon as I get back from diving there with Peter Hughes, who, by the way, is now working with our friends at Explorer Ventures. And we'll talk about that in hour two a little bit more in depth. But, you know, Neil, I want to give you the opportunity. I mean, I know you knew Mike Hanna as well, and that was a big loss for the industry. Is there anything you want to say or get out there? From your perspective,
you know, I mean, just what a shock. I mean, young guy, great guy. I mean, we've been buddies for like 25 years. I mean, he's been in the industry forever. I think he originally started the dive operation at Walker's K. Had been a rep. I mean, anytime he was going to be on the East Coast when I was in town, it was a cigar and a couple of cocktails and, telling lies and just a class act. The industry loves a top shelf guy, and I'm going to miss him, man.
Yeah, lost him too soon, for sure. But, yeah, you know, I didn't know him super well, but I saw him at all the dive shows. He was always so friendly and everything. And once again, our hearts go out to his family and friends. So he will indeed be missed. But, you know, just never know. You know, unfortunately, you know, one day you're diving with a buddy and you know, it just makes you kind of think about that stuff a little bit more. We're pretty, you know, pretty lucky.
As I say, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster it goes. So make the best of every day.
Okay. Words of wisdom from the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. You got to love it. All right. So is there any news that we can share about Bimini right now? Are you guys just cranking or what? What's going on over there?
You know what? Well, they opened that cruise ship destination, MSC Cruises, down south of Bimini. And we've got the dive concession and the Stingray concession for that. So we've got two boats down there. We've got the Corinthium dive yacht. Based down in at West End in Omaha Bay, and we're running the Tiger Shark trips up there. And later in the year, we'll do the Oceanic White Tips in Cat Island. So yeah, we're rocking and rolling, having a good time. Business is great. I could do with a little less wind. December and January has been just brutal wind wise. Yeah. Fortunately, it's out of the east. And we're kind of protected, but still it stirs up the visibility a little bit. But,
well, I know they're doing a big concert down there in South Florida here in a few weeks. And we're going to talk about that an hour or two with our buddy Jeff Terode. But it's to benefit the hurricane victims in the Bahamas.
Right.
And so that we got that coming up. We're going to, you know, we'll dive a little deeper an hour or two on that. But he was telling me as well that the weather for December down in South Florida has been pretty rough as far as running boats and stuff.
Their bad wind is the east, out of the east. It's been slamming. But, hey, it's going to be a beautiful summer.
Yeah. But better in the Bahamas? Is that if it's blowing west for South Florida, is it okay in Bimini or what?
Well, no, the west is our bad wind. But fortunately, that's normally associated just with cold fronts coming through, and it's usually a day or two, and then it swings back east. Mm-hmm. We're in good shape.
Got it. All right. Well, when I get back from Germany and the Maldives, we got to get over to Bimini. I mean, the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad's been breathing down my neck about this, Neil. And if I don't take them over to the Bahamas somehow, you know, I think I'm going to have a mutiny.
We got the boat going over now. You know, the fast ferry out of Fort Lauderdale is 2 hours to get over there. You're there by 11 o'clock in the water for a 2-tank afternoon dive. It can't be easier. Plus, it doesn't leave till 6 in the afternoon, in the evening the next day.
Wow.
You're not flying. So,
I don't think you got to say anything else, CJ, as everybody on Facebook Live can see is fisting.
We're in. Hey.
Hey, isn't that what you were doing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Well, neilwatson.com or Bimini Scuba Center.
ScubaCenter.com.
Yeah, BiminiScubaCenter.com. Thank you, Dive God. Look, hour two is on deck. We got Rachel from Explore Ventures. We got Jeff from South Florida Diving Headquarters. We got a whole lot more coming up. Stick around to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.